Hey, Todd.
Hey. So it's saying, it's asking sub models, says CE sedan, LE sedan, SE sedan, XLE sedan.
It said FI on the thing, on the paper. Look real quick. LE.
LE?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, I'm adding it right now. You're good to drive.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm already in it. Thank you.
It says electronic stability control.
Do what now?
It's asking electronic stability control.
What is that?
I have no idea, so I'm going to say no. Does the vehicle have anti-theft device?
Like an alarm?
Well, no, I don't know what it means. It automatically defaulted to yes, so we'll make them have to tell us otherwise.
Okay, gotcha.
And see devices. Passive caller shield, passive computer base. I have no idea. We'll see if that...
That sounds like all new model stuff. I've never heard anything.
Ownership, paid in full, date of purchase. I'm just going to say today.
Yeah, does that matter that it's not my car? Like, I'm not buying it? I'm just driving it?
Yeah, you know what? With all the freaking carriers, I would say no, but with Allstate, it does. So, is it titled to your grandma? Who's it titled to?
Yeah, it's titled to my grandmother. And my mom's working out all the kinks to get it either in my sister's name or my name, depending on who coughs up the cash.
So here, do you have a cool relationship with your parent, with your mom?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So what I would say, if you happen to get into an accident,
yeah,
just have her write a bill of sale dated from the 27th, and then you would be fine. So I mean,
okay, yeah, or the 26th or before then.
Yeah. So if an accident happens, call me and I'll remind you of that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh no, I'll keep it in mind. Absolutely.
And you know what? On this particular change, it's not asking if it's titled to you, so that's weird. But edit, suspend. Hold on real quick.
Now, does my full coverage on the Acadia, does that cover me driving other vehicles?
Well, when you say, so a lot of people have a misunderstanding of what full coverage means. It's just a stupid term that we agents use.
Yeah.
It really just means that you have comp and collision. So if you were to wreck it, regardless if you wreck it or
yeah.
you hit, that you have coverage to fix that vehicle. So liability does extend. Liability is just one coverage that extends to all of yours. And just to make certain here, I'm going to go ahead and continue the coverages.
I was almost wondering if I just up my GMC policy to better coverage, that if it would cover any vehicle that I drive.
No, it doesn't work that way. You're covered.
No. Okay.
All right. Insurance follows the vehicle. So if it was your grandma's car and she was alive...
Yeah.
And you drove it, her coverage would cover
yeah,
you.
Yeah, gotcha.
So you're, and if somebody drives your car, your coverage covers them.
Gotcha.
So hold on real quick. So you said just liability only, right?
Yeah. I just want to cover my butt in case, worst case scenario.
Hold on. I am uninsured motorist property damage. I'm going to put that on there in case you get hit by an uninsured motorist, which you would not believe how often happens.
Yeah.
It's basically $3 a month, if that.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Let's see. Continue to summary. We all hate Allstate, by the way. I mean, not the company itself, but their platform.
Oh, okay.
It makes us so nervous because there's so many fields. Difference from previous, it went up $56 for the term. So that's about... not much. Probably $8 a month at that.
Okay, so taking the truck off and then adding this, it went up $8.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
All right, so print preview.
Now, how does that work? Does that just roll over, or do I have to, like, make payment and then get reimbursed?
No, they'll just adjust your monthly drafts.
Okay, cool.
So I'm sending your ID card right now.
Yes, sir.
And you're all set, all right?
Hey, you're awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. All right,
bye.